Did you know that Johnny Cash was on a radio station even before recording for Sun Studios? I mean, he has been a part of the music heritage in the Mid-South, and that was his son actually singing his father's song. And it's an honor to go to our phone lines and speak to John Carter Cash. And there's a new documentary coming out. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay.
A new documentary is coming out. It's called Johnny Cash, The Redemption of an American Icon. It's a film that explores the singer's Christian faith and walk with God. The film also includes interviews with friends and family, including his son, who we speak to this morning. Good morning, and again, thanks for joining us in Memphis. Yeah, take us.
Yeah, glad to talk to you. Definitely so.
Take us back to the start of this film and the concept of it. What would your dad think of this project today?
Well, my father's focus in life is number one, a foundation of his faith. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of documentaries out there, and there's a lot you can learn about Johnny Cash and some good information. But this one keeps that within central focus. And I got my little boy in the background. If anybody hears him, he's 1 year old. So that's James. But anyway, yeah, you know, it keeps everything in central focus that truly mattered to him. And all his life, he wanted to record gospel music. He wanted to release gospel albums, especially, I mean, in the early part of his career, that was his inspiration for getting started into the music business in the first place. And so, you know, I believe that this is a documentary that you don't necessarily have to be a person of the Christian faith to appreciate it, to learn a lot, you know, about humanity in general, and of course about my father. But it's something that really, I believe, would have meant a lot to my father to know that this documentary was coming out right now. And I believe anybody really wants to know my dad, this is a good way to know the truth.
So take us to the first scene in the movie. Or is that the first stages of your father's life? Where does the movie begin?
Well, it begins, in Dyess, Arkansas, and goes back and focuses on when my father was 12 years old. He lost his brother, Jack, who died in an accident working in a sawmill. For 4 or 5 days, Jack held on really strong, but because of an infection that gathered in his system, he didn't make it. And, of course, my father carried that with him for the rest of his life. His brother, Jack, was 2 years older than him, was his best friend. And, you know, but at the same time, Jack wanted to be a pastor. He wanted to pursue, you know, matters of the faith in his life. My father's grandfather was also a pastor, you know, and that was something that meant a lot to his whole family. But I believe that he carried that with him his whole life, you know, and of course, throughout the years when he would dream, my father told me that his brother Jack aged along with him. That if my father was 12 in the dream, he'd be 14. If my dad was 50 in a dream, his brother would be 52.
John Carter Cash joins Wake Up Memphis this morning talking about a new film that explores his father's faith journey. You talk about his small town roots, but then stardom comes into play. How did your father navigate the contrast?
Well, he you know, I don't think he ever really, you know, stopped being the person that he was when he was young. But my dad was actually, when he was born, he was John R., J.R., everyone called him. And he didn't pick up Johnny until he got into the music business. But he always kept a humble upbringing, and anybody that met him would have known that that he was that kind person from Dyess, Arkansas. That, you know, that's what he carried with him his whole life, was that sort of roots of the American soil upbringing.
It's a beautiful timeline, John, to see how it's this focus, and he knew, of course, Christ at a young age from his heritage, but really what was maybe a Sunday school concept became his lifeline when he needed it most in his adult life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, he struggled with addiction and with interior darkness his whole life. And later on in the 1960s, when he went and really hit a hard rock bottom with those struggles, and he crawled into a cave and near Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he nearly passed away, but he made it out somehow, crawling on his belly. Finally saw the light to get out of that cave. You know, he called out to God for help. He called out for strength. And actually, my mother was there to help him. I believe he would have gotten back up no matter what. He'd had enough of the darkness of his life. He was ready for, you know, turning his life around. But Mom and his relationship was something that strengthened him through his life. It's something that was always there through the remainder of their lives. And by the end of their time, they were closer together than they ever had been.
And certainly his friendship with Billy Graham didn't hurt.
No, yeah, Billy Graham was always like my dad's brother. And Dad would call him for advice on just, you know, all kinds of different possibilities in life and things that he encountered, you know, which way do you think I should go in this journey? What decision do you think is the best to make? And Billy was always there to support him and be his friend and never judged him. You know, and these two iconic men, everybody put them on a pedestal in many ways. After my son is having a ball, guys, everybody down in Memphis, you can hear him hollering. That's Johnny's youngest grandson, James Cash.
We're honored to have James joining us in Memphis,
but,
John.
But you know, all through his life, it was the focus of faith. And when it comes back around the center, this, you know, this film is, you know, that remains true to that focus. My dad had a lot of close brothers, and Billy Graham, of course, being one of them. But I went to Billy Graham after my father passed away, and something about their relationship seemed just special. And I said, what was it that, you know, about your relationship? What was behind it? And Billy just said, we were Christian brothers. That's about it. And that's always stayed with me, is that sometimes, you know, the truth is right in front of us if we're only willing to look.
Want to talk real quick before we let you go, because it sounds like the son wants his dad back from Memphis.
Well, that's all right.
is it true that when we go watch the film, we'll hear audio recordings from your father that have never been shared and heard outside of your family?
Yeah. Well, Dad, he was working on his autobiography, second autobiography, Cash. And during that process, there were a lot of audio recordings that were made the person that he was co-writing the book with, or that was helping them edit it. And so I went back through those things, and it was a question of, even though there was such wonderful stuff there, it's like, what would he like to be heard? What would he like for folks to you know, to know about his life by listening to these recordings? And so went through this, some things that just weren't right, held those back. But then there were a few things that just seemed like they told the story and that he would have liked, you know, for folks to have heard. So there are recordings in there of my father speaking, and it sort of gives him a chance to tell his own story in a way that hasn't been done before.
Mm. Well, we appreciate your time. And again, it sounds like your son James has the lungs of his grandfather.
Yeah, well, he'll be hollering at the movie on December 5th, 6th, and 7th also when it's in theaters. It's actually going to be all around the United States.
That's
right. About that.
December 5th, 6th, and 7th. You can find more information at johnnycashmovie.com. John, we appreciate you spending the morning with us, and have a great Friday and a great weekend.
Most certainly. Great talking to you, and good morning, Memphis.
All right. We appreciate him.